Let's do it. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: I can't help it. I'm a hater. Dear Stephen Shirley, every time I say that, you laugh, Scarlett. I know. Dear Stephen Shirley, I love myself very much, and I love most of my family, but I developed this deep, dark hatred for my sister. You see, my sister has the life I prayed for. I turned to God and asked God to bless me with a husband with all the qualities her husband has. God gave this wonderful man to my sister, and my sister has never prayed for anything. She did not even want to be in a relationship when she met her husband. He is a good man, and they are talking about starting a family soon. She prayed for nothing. She's not very religious, and she sins all the time, but God still gave her the life I prayed for. Because of that, I developed this deep jealousy for her, and it just turned to hate. It's hard for me to be in the same room with my sister and her husband. They made a joke recently about me being single and in my mid-30s, so it caused me to hate her even more. I have a lot of friends that are in relationships and married, but I don't feel this way about them. I have a little jealousy towards them, but it's not as bad. I've dated a few guys here and there, but they aren't looking for a serious relationship. And after I sleep with them, there is usually no more communication after that. I'm not picky at all, but I haven't gotten anywhere in my prayers for a good man. My sister has received all of my blessings with her sinful self. I'm losing my faith now because God ignores me. I am still single with no real possibilities of finding love. Please tell me how I can get back on track with my faith and stop hating my sister for having the ideal life that's mine. Mm. Wow. All right, well, first of all, you lied to us, okay? In the very first line, you lied to us in this letter. It says, Dear Stephen Shirley, I love myself very much. No, you don't. No, you don't. And this letter is full of receipts that prove you don't love or respect yourself at all. For instance, self-respect. You say you're not picky at all. You're not looking. Guys aren't looking for a serious relationship. And after you sleep with them, so sounds like you're just sleeping with guys. They don't communicate after all, and that's okay with you. You couldn't love yourself and let yourself be treated this way, okay? So contradictions all in this letter. This letter is not about your sister. You got to understand that. This letter is about you. Your relationship with God, your trust of God. You're judgmental. You're not supposed to be judgmental. You know that. You're hateful. You don't understand. You don't understand what's for you is for you, okay? God loves us all the same. It's what's for you is for you. Don't you know you're supposed to be happy for your sister, that she's happy with her husband, she's happy in her marriage, and your friends that are married, you're hating on them too. You're supposed to be happy for them. Not saying they got all my blessings. Those are their blessings, okay? They're not your blessings. You are a miserable person. You're a miserable person. You hate yourself and you hate everyone else around you. You're looking at their lives and wondering why you don't have that. Maybe that's why, because you're too busy paying attention to what they got going on and not paying attention to what you have going on. Girl, get it together. That's your sister. You're not supposed to be hating on her like that, or anyone else for that matter. Learn how to love yourself first, and then you can love other people. It won't be so hard. Steve?
Wow. This letter right here, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It's got so much crazy stuff in it.
It does.
It just starts crazy. Shirley, you said something about she lied in the letter. She doesn't love herself very much. I agree with you. But let me take a different look at this. I love myself very much. Right there. And then you said, and I love most of my family, but, right, wait a minute, hold up.
Yes.
When you remember how your mama told you, once you say but, it negates everything you said prior to that?
That before it, right. Mm-hmm.
I love myself very much, and I love most of my family, but I've developed this deep, dark hatred for my sister. This whole block statement is filled with contradiction. Mm-hmm. I love myself very much. I love most of my family. I've developed a deep, dark hatred for my sister.
Ooh.
Wow, okay. Well, you're tripping.
Big time.
You see, my sister has the life I prayed for. No, she don't. Mm-mm. No. Okay, if your sister has the life you prayed for, do you understand how this works right here? You've hated your sister so much that the life you prayed for, God gave it to her. Oof. Because you so doggone hateful, why would he give it to you with your heart filled with all this hate you got? You ain't going to be able to treat it right. I turned to God and asked God to bless me with a husband with all the qualities her husband had. God gave this wonderful man to my sister. This man didn't want you. The man didn't want you. You just said in your letter, when you sleep with men, after you sleep with them, it's no communication. Not only don't this man want you, but none of the men you slept with want you. Girl, I got so much to pick out of this letter.
I know. All right, well, hold it right there, Steve. Hold it right there. I know this letter is upsetting. It is, because she's crazy. Subject, I can't help it. I'm a hater.
It's hard to recap. Here's a woman whose sister has the life she want, and now she hate her sister. And she mad at God. She said, your sister has the life I prayed for. I turned to God. I asked God to bless me with a husband with all the qualities her husband had. God gave this wonderful man to my sister. My sister has never prayed for anything. How you know?
Yeah, you don't know that.
How do you know your sister ain't prayed for nothing? She did not even want to be in a relationship when she met her husband. That's usually how it happens. Love just walks up to you. She wasn't out there looking for nothing. She wasn't hunting. She got found. He's a good man, and they talking about starting a family. That's what people do when they get married and they in love with each other. She prayed for nothing. How do you know that? She's not very religious. How do you know that? And she sins all the time. Everybody do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody do.
We all sin.
What you tripping.
She's so judgmental.
She prayed for nothing. She's not very religious, and she sins all the time. You just described everybody else, including your damn self.
Yes.
But God still gave her the life I prayed for. God ain't finna give you nothing because you're too hateful.
Come on.
Because of that, I developed this deep jealousy for her. Uh-oh, you're hateful and you're jealous for her, and it just turned to hate. Let me ask you something. When you typed this letter, did you read it? did you read this?
Man?
I swear to God. I this letter is so damn crazy.
She doesn't get it, Steve.
There is not a breath in this letter. There's not a line where you breathe.
Mm-mm.
Because of that, I developed this deep jealousy for her, and it turned into hate. It's hard for me. Listen, every letter is filled with hate. It's hard for me in the same room with my sister and her husband.
Mm. She don't love herself. She don't love anybody.
They made a joke recently. Uh-oh, some levity. Here comes some levity, y'all. No. They made a joke recently about me being single and in my mid-30s. So it caused me to hate her even more. Oh, the damn joke. You is a hateful helper.
You Can hate I tell you right something? Now.
Yeah.
You is a hateful helper, man.
She's just filled with it, yeah.
Then here we go. Uh-oh, here's a bright spot. I have a lot of friends that are in relationships and married. That's a bright spot.
Mm-hmm,
ready?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel the same way about them. Oh, I have a little jealousy towards them, but it ain't as bad. I only half hate their ass.
She is a miserable
Well, she got half.
Here we
hate?
Go. You ready for some more?
Come
I've
on,
dated a few
it.
Guys here and there, but they aren't looking for a serious relationship. And after I sleep with them, there's usually no more communication after that.
Wow.
Mm. Damn.
It ain't even good.
So now you so hateful. Your sex ain't even good.
He said Man. It too true. Don't be mad.
You have hateful sex.
Get it up.
What
Get
does hateful up. Sex sound
you
like?
You have hate. Take it. Want me. Take it. Get it and love me. Is you loving me yet? You want to stay with me the rest of your life? Take this thing I'm giving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Want to go buy me a ring now?
Hateful sex.
Wow.
I've dated a few guys, serious relationships. I sleep with them. There's usually no more communication after. I'm not picky at all. What?
Yeah.
So now you sleeping with anybody.
Anything. Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten anywhere in my prayers for a good man. Okay, excuse me. Where in your prayers for this good man does God tell you to go out and sleep with men that you ain't even picky or particular about?
Thank you.
And have sex with them, which ain't going to be good sex because you have angry sex. You're evil. You have hateful sex.
What I told you I wanted you to do.
I don't want no more from you. My sister has received all my blessings. No, she didn't. Your sister got the blessings that God was going to give her. Right. What God has for her is not for you.
That's right.
God ain't gave nothing to her that he intended to give to you. He not giving you nothing because you hateful. Mm. My sister received all my blessings with her sinful self.
Ugh.
Wow.
Mm.
I am losing my faith now because God ignores me. You don't have no faith. Uh-uh. You ain't losing it. It's gone. God ain't in you at all. You've removed the space for God to exist in you with hatred. Mm-hmm. I'm still single with no real possibilities of finding love. And because of that statement right there, you never will. You keep putting negativity out in the universe and you expect positivity to return. Are you crazy? Please tell me how I can get back on track with my faith. You need to go to a good faith-based church, just like Joel Osteen say. You need to pick up your Bible. You need to stop hating your sister. You have the life that you've thought and prayed yourself to. Let me give you a scripture right quick. James 4:3 says, "You ask and receive not because you ask amiss." Mm-hmm. You know what that means? When you keep asking God for something and God don't give it to you, it's because you keep asking with the wrong intentions.
That's right.
You know she
with
hates
the
you
wrong, the wrong motivation.
Let's leave
your whole
that.
Motivation in life is wrong. Mm-hmm. That's why God ain't gonna bless you because you so hateful.
I love that answer.
And don't nobody want no hateful sex.
All right, guys, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
Just hateful sex.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.